It's hard to believe it with the weather we've been having, but next weekend is the official kickoff to summer. COVID-19 closed public swimming pools and water parks last year, but they'll reopen on Memorial Day for the start of a new season. That means teams of lifeguards will grab their sunglasses and whistles and get back to business. But that essential summer workforce is getting harder to find. KMUW's Suzanne Perez has the story.
About a dozen teenagers and young adults are in and around the swimming pool at Wichita's Northwest High School. They're learning how to save lives.
He grabs around him, he starts pulling the rope, pulls him up, gets him on his back.
Brian Hill is the aquatics director for the city of Wichita. Part of his job is hiring and training a team of about 140 lifeguards who will supervise six public pools that open this Memorial Day. Hill says he should have enough guards ready to go this year, but it's been a challenge. The COVID-19 pandemic closed most pools last year, and high school and college students found other jobs. The American Lifeguard Association says overall interest in lifeguarding is down, too. For one thing, the traditional summer job is becoming more rare as young people look for year-round work. But some guards, like 20-year-old Alanis Balza Medina, say they can't wait to get back to the pool.
I love this job. It's my go-to summer job. I go to school full-time during the year. I'm a college student, pursuing my undergrad right now. And this is the job that I enjoy and gives me a lot of training for my future. And that's steady, and it's a great work environment to be in as well.
To be a lifeguard in Wichita, you have to be at least 15 and complete a 3-day certification class. Guards learn to prevent, recognize, and respond to emergencies in the water. They also learn first aid and CPR.
That was a textbook rescue right there. But to pass the skill, what we need to see is you going down, you getting them up, and you getting them on the backboard.
Sam Cortez started lifeguarding at Manissa Pool when he was 15. That summer, a child fell into the deep end, and his father jumped in after him. Neither one could swim. Cortez rescued them both. Now he helps train guards and runs the aquatics program at McConnell Air Force Base.
It's definitely a challenge to make sure that we bridge the gap of, hey, this is a fun summer job, but you are a lifeguard. You are a professional rescuer.
During the class at Northwest, Cortez and Hill demonstrate shallow and deep water saves. The students pair up and run through drills, playing victim and rescuer. The atmosphere is friendly and fun, but 18-year-old Ryan Meese knows he's learning essential skills.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, for sure. Just being, like, responsible, being a team player as well at the same time, and just taking action.
All right, you guys earned yourself a quick 10-minute break. Everybody back into the pool area in 10 minutes, and you're ready to go.
For The Range, I'm Suzanne Perez.
You can find more on this story at kmuw.org.